So what's an anchor? An anchor is a created association. See, anchors are not inborn, right? This is something that we make up, we create. And it's very important to understand that because it means you can change them at will. And it'll change the way you think and feel. So an anchor is a created association. A created association between a specific trigger and a specific state. So an anchor is a created association between a specific trigger and a specific state. Okay? One more time, an anchor is a created, you're not born with it. It's a created association between a specific trigger and a specific state. So for example, the American flag is an anchor for most people in this room of some sort, right? Most of you have probably good feelings when you think about it for the most part. And so were you born with that? No, you learn to associate the stars and stripes to a set of feelings or emotions, maybe primarily pride, for example. But you had to learn that association. You were not born understanding what the golden arches meant, but now you know. You were not born having certain phrases built into you. Like if I said to most of you something like plop, plop, fizz, fizz. How do you spell relief? You people are scary. You know better. Okay, or if I said, Winston tastes good like a? Okay, good. So all those triggers, those are anchors. Advertisers understand the power of anchoring. That's what most commercials are. A commercial is an anchor. Now, how does an anchor occur? Let's take a look at that, because I don't have to teach you how to anchor. I have to teach you that you are anchoring, so you can do it consciously, because some of you with good intent are actually creating negative anchors with yourself or people that you care about. So let's look at it creates an anchor. An anchor occurs anytime a person is in an intense state. So an intense state is one in which a person is fully what? Fully what?
Outstanding.
So is depression a fully associated state? Can it be a negative state, yes or no?
Yes.
Can you anchor in negative feelings?
Yes.
Can you anchor in positive feelings? Absolutely. So anytime somebody's in an intense state, positive or negative doesn't matter. All that matters is they're there, man. They're feeling it. They're fully associated. If, two key words here, if at the peak of that experience, if at the peak, someone, second key word, consistently does anything unique, okay? So if someone's experiencing intense feelings, however they got there, you put them there, they were already there. But if once somebody's in an intense state, positive or negative, if while they're at the peak of that state, someone consistently does anything unique, a certain look they give you, right? Or a certain thing they say, or a certain touch, right? Like if I said to you, something to, okay, that's not an anchor, right? If you can't, then you, okay? So we've got some verbal anchors. I have some visual anchors with you guys, the way I look at you at certain times to trigger you. How many had a parent that had you anchored? Like if they said your full name, Anthony, you went, I know what that means. How many had one of those? Or they gave you a look and you were like, oh, ooh, 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 ooh. I mean, you knew what that meant, right? How many had a visual anchor from your parent, right? As soon as you saw that, you knew that that look was linked to a specific state because you'd had it happen before. So this is all that's happening. So what do advertisers do as a classic example? Well, the average commercial is how long on television? How long? 30 seconds and they sell you a product. Now, how do they do that? Do they go through in those 30 seconds and explain in detail how the product works, why it's superior, how they manufactured it, et cetera? Is that how they do it? Yes or no? No. See, the only way they do it, in fact, do most ads have anything to do with the product? Zero. They have nothing to do with the product. I mean, have you ever seen a Levi's 501 jean commercial? Do they have anything to do with the jeans? No, but how many of you at the end of it know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that sex happened nearby, no question. Because they link that feeling to them. Or how about a beer commercial? What happens in a beer commercial? Do we get reality? Do we get two big fat guys with giant beer bellies, drunk as skunks, grab each other the head, pounding, vomiting, going, love you little buddy, No, what do we get? We get sex. Have you seen one of those Coors Light commercials, the new ones? The Coors Light commercial, the new one, starts with a camera zeroing on a woman who's unzipping her pants. That's how it starts. She rips it off and she's wearing a bikini underneath and she goes jogging on off. And the guy goes, give me a silver bullet. That's a hard one to figure out, isn't it? Right? It's all about feeling or emotion. Old Milwaukee beer. Six old guys who haven't been in, you know, out for any work for some time are out fishing, hanging out. They open one little can of Old Milwaukee beer and six blonde bombshells parachute in, right? Now, not everybody goes for sex. Some people say, that disgusts me. I want family values. So the commercials that get you are the ones like McDonald's, the family place, right? McDonald's is the family place. McDonald's is the place you're supposed to go when you want to be close with your family. That's what they have you believe. Like, I really want to be close to my family, so let's go to McDonald's, right? Let's bring a candle, put it on the plastic tray, sit there and have a dinner together, right? McDonald's new phrase is, McDonald's makes your day. If McDonald's makes your day, you better go back to bed. Okay? But the bottom line is, it's all about, what do? They use imagery, a beer commercial, a jet goes by. What's a jet doing in a beer commercial? If he's drinking, we're all in trouble. But it puts you in what? So they use imagery, sounds, etc., to put you in a state, and then consistently at the peak of that state, they flash the beer, they flash the item, they flash it, flash it, flash it, till later on you know better, but you buy it. Nike sells that if you wear these shoes, you'll be Michael Jordan. There's no difference between Nike shoes or anybody else's shoes. They're the same shoes. But the whole thing's based on an illusion that if you wear this, you will be anchored miraculously into peak performance, right? You're going to be peak performance if you're peak performance, not the shoes. And we know that intellectually, but they still anchor us. Now, this doesn't just happen in advertising, though. Where it really affects us most is where we live. So how does anchoring occur? Well, here's an example of a negative anchor. Let's say John's father just died. Is he likely to be in an intense state, yes or no? So in our culture, most of us consider someone passing on a great loss. So now he's in a deep state of depression or sadness. So while he's in this intense state, some well-meaning friends come by and they look at him so sad and they go, John, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. So if one person goes up to John, like two people are there, and one goes, hang in there, John. Now he's in an extremely intense state. And at the peak of that intensity, someone is doing something kind of unique. If that's not bad enough, the other person right next to him sees him and goes, yeah, John, hang in there, man. Same thing. What's happened? Without realizing it, these two men have negatively anchored John. So now let's say 10 months have gone by. John's okay about his father passing away because after all, he was 132. He was beginning to stink. It was time to go. And he was okay about it now, okay? And he's really happy. And he goes to a party. And he goes inside the party, and somebody comes up to him and goes, hey, John, how's it going, bud? What happens within 5 seconds? Anybody know? He's totally depressed, and he doesn't even know why. How many of you ever had this happen where you're doing fine, all of a sudden something happened? You really had some real anger or real sadness or real hurt. How many of you ever had this experience? Say, I. You say, but Tony, no one touched me. Is touch the only kind of anchor? No, anchors can be smells. The most powerful anchor of all is smell. The reason is when you're a fetus, as you're developing, before your brain fully develops, your nose fully develops. It goes to the deepest part of the brain called the reptilian portion of the brain, so smells will put you in state faster than anything. But also it could be a piece of music in the background you're not noticing, but a while ago you heard that while you're in a certain state, and wham, man, now you're depressed and can't figure out why, or sad, or hurt, or whatever the case may be. So anchoring's happening all the time. Anytime you're in an intense state, you're being anchored. Do you think there are any anchors potentially, possibly for this weekend at all that may have been set? I've got you anchored so many ways so that I've picked anchors when you go into the world that I know will be naturally triggered by your environment. So the experiences you had here will start to show up automatically. Because if I just try count on your intellect to do it, you're gonna get busy. But if I have loaded you, which I have, with a gazillion triggers, then all these things, whether it be songs, whether it be phrases, whether it be situations, whether it be things in your own physiology, will cause you to use this stuff again. The reason you're doing it is it's so anchored. But you want to do your own anchoring as well, okay? So that's what anchoring really is. Now you might say, well, Tony, what if I've got this negative anchor? How do I get rid of it? That's a good question. You're doing it by something we call collapsing an anchor, which I'm going to show you. But let me ask you a question first. Can you anchor yourself? Sure you can. All you have to do is put yourself in a total peak, what? And at the peak, consistently do anything unique. Use a sound, use a look, use a touch. You do it again and again and again at the peak. Then what do? Change your state and then test it. If you test it and it works, obviously it works. If you test it and it doesn't work, you were probably off on your timing. Like you really didn't do it at the peak. A lot of people say, well, how do you know when the peak is? You don't. You trust your unconscious. You do it too soon and too often, and gradually your brain gets good at it, okay? Or if it didn't work, maybe you didn't get yourself fully in state. You gotta get fully associated in this. I'll give you a little description. Let's say I'm John, and I got this negative anchor on my arm, okay? How do I get rid of it? I collapse the anchor. How do I collapse it? Two steps. Step one, I create a series of positive anchors in my own body, a series of them. So how do you do that? You put yourself in a peak state. Now you say, well, how do I do that, Tony? Well, you can do it by changing physiology, or you could do it by remembering a time and then fully associating to that.